FM Rewind, File 88.1.
Now, today we've honored to be joined by a guest from Doctors Without Borders, an international medical humanitarian organization that has been delivering emergency aid to people in crisis since 1971. And over the years, right, they've responded to a wide range of health crises, from surgical emergencies and diseases outbreaks like cholera, Ebola, and HIV, providing clean water and essential health care in disaster zones and refugee camps. Now, as students, we are preparing for roles that can transform our lives, whether in health, you know, education, media, policy, or research. But in a world where millions of people lack basic medical care, what role can we play? What does it mean to stand in solidarity with those suffering from war, poverty, or disaster? And how do we embody Ubuntu, which is the spirit of shared humanity? Well, tonight we'll learn more about Doctors Without Borders' work, especially the work that they've done on the ground, the challenges they face, and how ordinary people, including students like us, can be part of global humanitarian action. So let's welcome our guest from Doctors Without Borders. That is Candice Sahoma, who is the Access Regional Advisor for Africa at Doctors Without Borders. She has done incredibly well in this field, and she is joining us on the line. Good evening, Candice. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Now, Doctors Without Borders works in many countries across the world, including South Africa. What are some of the key areas where the Doctors Without Borders is active, especially in South Africa?
Yeah, thank you so much. So as you rightfully mentioned, so MSF is an international independent medical humanitarian organization that responds to medical needs in different parts of the world, including South Africa. So in South Africa, currently, we run a non-communicable disease project in Butterworth in the Eastern Cape, where we support the Department of Health in improving care for patients with diabetes and hypertension. So this project, you know, focuses on screening, diagnosis, management and prevention of NCDs through advocacy, research, as well as training and mentorship of community health workers. MSF has also previously worked or focused on HIV and TB response. And this is, you know, early, in the early 2000s, late 90s, where there was a huge kind of pandemic when it comes to HIV, and treatment of HIV was quite a huge challenge in accessing ARVs. So this is when also MSF came and, you know, established a project in Khayelitsha and also in Eshowe in KZN, looking at HIV and TB response. We've also worked with migrant populations, providing care to migrants, undocumented migrants, especially because they are excluded within our, you know, healthcare system in South Africa. But also, you know, sexual and gender-based violence. I think it's quite a huge issue in our country. And MSF has also been responding to some of the issues or some of, you know, yeah, just the prevalence of the issue in South Africa, responding to it in Rustenburg in North West. So we've, yeah, done quite a lot in South Africa, but also responding to, you know, emergencies that occur from time to time, like your cholera outbreaks, flooding, xenophobic attacks, you know, wherever there is a need for health, you know, MSF does, you know, make an effort to respond to those health needs.
Amazing work that you've done all over the country, Candice. Now, let's talk about the gaps that still remain in the fight against alleviate the numbers of people suffering from HIV and AIDS, TB, as you've mentioned, and cholera. What are those gaps that still remain?
Yeah, I mean, I think even more so now with the recent cuts that we have seen, I think you were speaking about that earlier, that we've seen huge cuts when it comes to, HIV and AIDS programs, and this has also affected South Africa and, you know, the rest of the continent. You know, I think we are bound to see some gaps when it comes to that, and especially when it comes to key populations, so populations that are often excluded in our healthcare systems, like your migrants, you know, sexual, you know, men with sex with men, LGBTI community, you know, so there's quite a number of key populations that are often excluded within our healthcare system. And I think those are some of the gaps that we have seen, that, you know, these populations are not able to access care and care that is tailored for them and that and their population. But also, as I have mentioned, you know, the funding cuts, I think that will also, you know, put a much bigger strain in our healthcare system, particularly because we have these, you know, complementary programs that would help in terms of, you know, responding to some of the needs. Now that, you know, the government will have to take on that burden by themselves, that will also cause a strain when it comes to access. And I think we are yet to see, you know, the consequences or, you know, you know, we're yet to see what will happen or, yeah, the results of all these cuts that we have been seeing. And I think even more so when it comes to research, I think we've, you know, also seen that much of the research that has been done out of South Africa has played quite a critical role in terms of TB and HIV research that also contributes to the, you know, the global sort of ecosystem. You know, the impact on that will also be felt and seen within our communities. So, yeah, above and beyond the gaps that we have seen when it comes to access to medical care and treatment, I think we are yet to see, you know, yeah, the situation will be exacerbated even more as a result of these cuts that we've experienced earlier on in the year.
Now, can these young people in South Africa face high levels of unemployment and limited access to health education? How does Doctors Without Borders engage with youth, both as, you know, beneficiaries of healthcare and as potential agents of change?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's, you know, one of the things that we try to look at in terms of our response is really looking at, you know, key populations that would, you know, that are also vulnerable to these diseases. So young people are, you know, one of the to such or being impacted to such by these diseases. So one of the things that we do as MSF is also try to kind of create, you know, medical centers that are tailored for young people, where we have peer educators that are young people. We have, you know, really creating an environment that is conducive, that is welcoming, that really tries to attract young people based on the things that would, you know, draw them into health facility. For example, in Zimbabwe, we have a health facility that, you know, provides things like access to internet, access to, you know, sort of resources that would, you know, encourage young people either through education or some of the material that they would need in their studies. But at the same time, in those facilities, try to do health education, try to ensure that they get access to health care. And this is not only done by elders or nurses. This is done by their peers within the communities that they live, so that they are able to, you know, to speak the language that is spoken by, you know, by the people that they live with in their communities, and which ultimately also encourages them. There's high levels of, you know, teenage pregnancy, high levels of, you know, HIV and AIDS, and how do we actually also try and, you know, not neglect and not exclude these young people from healthcare, because at the end of the day, they do have the right to health. And how do we ensure that we create a safe space for them to actually to seek that care and be able to also live healthier lives?
Now, it was unfortunate that the U.S. aid funding was cut, especially on foreign aid for countries in Africa. And I want us to talk about how the U.S. aid funding cut on foreign and impact has impacted the work of your organization, especially how you deal with crisis.
Yeah, I mean, NSF is, as I've mentioned, is an independent organization. So we have not been directly impacted by the funding cuts. It has, you know, affected us indirectly, and mostly because NSF works closely with other health and humanitarian organizations and ministries of health who deliver vital health services. And they have been impacted by these funding cuts. So the impact might not be direct, but our partners who we also work with in terms of delivering some of our services, delivering healthcare to communities, have been impacted. And that places a huge burden on organizations like MSF, who have to now try and close some of the gaps. And particularly by the fact that we might have the capacity to respond, but their gaps are so big that we don't have the capacity to respond to all the gaps that have been created as a result of funding cuts. So the impact has been there to organizations like MSF, I think we continue to kind of shine the light on the impact on organizations, but also the impact on people living with, HIV, AIDS and TB who have been directly impacted by this, and really continue to kind of speak out as an organization on the, devastating impact that we're seeing on the ground as a result of these cuts.
Now, as a community slash campus radio station, we advocate and we represent students, and I want us to talk about the kind of roles or internships that the Doctors Without Borders offer in South Africa, especially to students in health, media or social science field or any related field. What are those roles that you give to students in order to practice their skills?
I think this is one major thing that we do at NSF. When I started at NSF, I started as an intern. I studied development studies, so I'm one of the kind of products of, of a company also investing in my growth, investing in ensuring that I'm able to kind of contribute to, the change that we would want to see, particularly within the health space. And MSF has an internship program. And also, just to note that MSF, in as much as it's a medical organization, we don't only have kind of medical staff, only doctors or nurses. We also do have various non-medical professions, like your communications managers or communication professions within, finance, within communication, within fundraising, human resources. We do advocacy on climate, on community engagement, on access. So I'm working within the access to medicine space, where we look at advocating for access, so really looking at policies and legal frameworks and how do we change that to ensure that access is, that we're able to get access to medicine. Advocacy, I think I did mention advocacy, but also procurement. So within that, we try to, have internship programs, which is usually like a 12-month internship program in the different departments or different spheres that I've mentioned. So that's one. We also do have, this also might be more within the medical campus. We have Friends of MSF, where we have medical students being a part of, our network as Doctors Without Borders. And also various, there are various opportunities that we might have, like, for example, when we're advocating for a particular issue. Recently, we had a picket outside of Novo Nordisk where we were advocating for, or we're picketing for access to insulin pens. In that space, we really try and encourage and try to really bring our community to get involved in the pickets and some of the campaigns that we have. So there are different ways in which people can get involved, and I would encourage also visiting the MSF website to get more details around the internship, around, some of the campaigns that we might have that would, would be an opportunity to get engaged as young people in some of the work that we're doing.
Candice Sohoma, the Regional Advisor for Africa at Doctors Without Borders, thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. You spoke of the the website that young people can visit. What exactly, or how do they access this website? Do they, is there a specific platform perhaps, or specific website?
Yeah, so let me, yes, I actually forgot to say the website. So it's www.mss.org.za.
Right. Thank you once again for joining us, and have a splendid evening.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was the regional advisor for Africa at Doctors Without Borders, Candice Sahuma.
FM Rewind, File 88.1.